Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You wake up and you have a hard time. You have a hard time waking up and feeling good. You have
that was painful.
That wasn't even one.
Elevating.
Just give the elevating. List.
I can't do this.
All right, never mind.
ED, that was it. ED.
Forget it. It's too late now. On the line of this, what a great honor this is. Is the number one voice on finance in America CNBC, the great Jim Cramer. Jim, we are honored to have you on our show.
Well, I am honored to be on your show because it's the most important show when it comes to sports in the world.
Wow. I love the way you talk. Before we get into the business stuff, Jim, I want to first say that apparently you are involved. Your wife, Lisa, has inspired something new called Phosphoro Mezcal, and you're going to make a couple of big appearances this weekend. Tell me about this product. What's going on with it?
You're too kind. Yeah, I'm going to be at the Phosphoro tasting. It's going to be at Ardmore. What do I do that makes me know I'm getting older? How about I can't remember that Chico Ruiz stole home?
Oh, no. Jim, you weren't alive for that. That was 64.
Oh, no. My dad had tickets. He had never done anything for me. He had tickets. It was a very big deal.
Wow. All right. So Ardmore Shopping Center, State Store, 12 to 2. Then 4 to 6, you're going to be at 180 West Girard Avenue, both in the city where people can get an opportunity to meet you and your wife and to try the mezcal. You say you have free samples, Jim.
Oh, yeah. We'll try it. We got one that's it's called Penca that's dark, and then we got a Blanco. It's funny because I still call it Girard. Does anyone still call it Girard Avenue?
Yes.
My mother does.
180 West Girard.
Hey, Jim, I got it. First of all, we know what a huge Birds fan you are. What do you think about 3-0 so far?
Well, first, I can't believe I'm on Thursday because that's Kelsey Day.
And
Kelsey's my hero, so that's a big deal. And that was amazing.
Uh-oh, he's cutting out.
We appear to be losing Jim. Joe, see if we can reconnect with Jim Cramer, because this is how I don't understand. Sometimes the most important people, and then they don't sell.
I watch
them
every day.
Do you know Rhea twice had to call me yesterday, and she ended up calling me on my landline?
Al, I'm talking to him, and he's all of a sudden he sounds like a robot.
And I'm like, a robot?
No.
Hold on, Jim. We lost you for about 30 seconds there, so let's resume. Eagles, are you excited about the Birds?
What you said about Peterson?
Yes,
Coach Peterson.
Yeah. No, we have to. Jim, we're going to have to call you back. Joe, fix this, please.
Okay,
Jim, we're going to call you back. Because I got to talk. Al, this is like the biggest honor to have this guy. Al, here's the thing.
Yes.
If he was only speaking to billionaires.
Right.
Do you think he would say, buy a sports team?
Probably.
Because
he would realize it's also fun. In addition to the money,
yeah,
it's also a hell of a lot of fun. You can actually—it's a very competitive thing. I think his show should be a model for a betting show. It is spectacular to watch the energy and my wife, who doesn't care anything about, just keeps watching because it's like a blast.
Well,
there's
he's
noises
an entertainer,
coming. Oh
though,
man, is it?
Right?
It is terrific.
Well, a lot of people try to copy. No one's ever been able to do it at his level.
No, absolutely not.
It's a phenomenal.
He wears the Eagles stuff all the time. It's cool.
He's older than he looks too.
So, and, but here's the thing.
And his schedule. You think our schedule's bad?
Right.
He's up like 3 in the morning. I can't follow him on Twitter. He's up like 3 in the morning and then at midnight again. It's unbelievable.
All right, but just tell me this. All right, so he's going to be, we're still trying to connect with him. It's a difficult thing. Armour Shopping Center, that's from 12 to 2 at Girard Avenue, 4 to 6. He'll get deluged with people.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, God. Absolutely.
And here's the thing. If you're a business, Josie, because you're kind of this for Usher, if you're a business expert, people are going to want tips, right?
Yes, they will.
Will they say, you know, do I go with bonds right now?
Yeah,
do
there's
I go,
a lot of tough questions.
The market's
questions.
Been bad right now, right? Yes. What do I do with that? And then, but then don't you feel bad if the advice you gave turned out not to work out?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. There's responsibility with that, right?
Because I'll be honest with you, people often will ask me who's going to win the next game.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
I'm wrong every bit as much as I'm right.
Yeah, it's a lot easier not to answer.
But
isn't it?
Oh, no, but I do answer.
I know.
Because I want to come across in that moment as an expert.
Yeah.
So I go, no problem. Eagles by 12. And then they lose by 20, and I don't take the guy's
call. You need
call.
To run a big disclaimer right after you finish your answer.
I don't know. I don't know how else to handle
That's what you do in business.
You do?
Yeah.
Just
There's
disclaim?
A huge disclaimer after that.
All
just
right.
An opinion.
We are going to try this again, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try all over to talk to the great Jim Cramer. Jim, I don't know what's going on there, but we missed a lot of nuggets of wisdom.
Well, the nuggets of wisdom had to do with 64, and yes, I did have tickets to the World Series. How much you are so right that we're going to give a standing O to Coach Doug,
beautiful.
How much we love our team and what Coach Nick is doing. And most importantly, I love your show. I used to be on WPHT, but I would listen to your show before him because you had every great player you had. And by the way, you got Kelsey. I can't believe I'm on Thursday. And I just love your show, and I love your attitude, which is always to call it like you see it.
Jim, I this is one of the great honors of my life to hear you say that because you're a hero of mine. And I just
you take
business, which is pretty. Al knows. Al's a bigger business guy. Al, doesn't he make it entertaining?
It is so entertaining.
Could you tell him what your wife does?
My wife doesn't even care anything about stock. My wife is mesmerized watching just everything going on. It's like the energy that comes out of the TV is incredible. And I think it should be modeled for, like, some sports shows. It's just terrific, just the energy. If you're marginally interested, even if you're not going to go dive into the market, it is really entertaining.
Oh, thank you. Well, we try to do that. Try to suffuse my Philadelphiaism, because they matter to me more than anything, with a business aspect. But it's really a sports show about business. And all of it is about everything that goes on, whatever the season is. And what I see right now, the show is very upbeat, even though the market's down, because we're 3-0.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great reason. Jim, I want to meld the two together for a second, because I just found out Forbes magazine said Jeff Lurie is the 241st richest person in America, and that the Eagles went up 29% in value in 1 year. Jim, is there a better investment in the world than a sports franchise, especially the NFL?
No. My buddy Dave Tepper, who was my boss at Goldman, bought the Panthers. And I have to tell you, I think they're worth 25-30% more. He just bought them a couple of years ago. He's a great investor. You know, I think Jeff Lurie is a great man because of what he does for autism. And he gave me my father's seat when my father passed away. Wow. And it's on set. And I don't think there's a finer man. And I still call him Mr. Lurie. I cannot bring myself to call him Jeff.
Wow. But so all the years you've been on, you've made a fortune. Can't you buy one of these teams yourself, Jim?
I actually did think about putting together a group of people because it's very hard for me to do it myself. I thank you for saying that I said you think I could do it. And, you know, but it'll probably end up being a minor league team that I could buy. But, you know, I don't want to buy the Iron Pigs. Because of that name, I would change it. But I love Philadelphia. I do. I love Philadelphia so much. I'm coming in to sign the Phosphoro bottles with my wife. She hates it when I say we because she says, you act like you're playing. I'm not playing. But you know, there are people who are like we, like Kelsey, who on the parade, which was probably one of the most important days of my life, identified exactly with everything we are. And I'm very proud of the fact that I've been a season ticket. I get choked up. Because, you know, we won the Super Bowl. I'll never forget that. We did it against great adversity. And I can't believe I'm on your show. Because my father would listen to your show every day of his life. And he would say, hey, look, Angelo doesn't like this guy. Or Angelo likes this guy. And that was kind of how we decided whether we like somebody or not.
Wow. I am sorry because I was wrong a lot. Jim.
No. No, because you had an opinion. It's the same thing as having an opinion on stocks. You're right more than you're wrong. We started our Phosphoro on the first week in Philadelphia on the first weekend of this year. I feel like we're a little bit like Jordan Davis. This show has mattered. I don't think you know how much this show has mattered.
Wow.
Because this is the show where the truth is told. And I have to tell you, I mean, when you had on December 7th of 2020, you had Doug Peterson. And he said that he had total faith in management, that management liked him. And it was heartbreaking when they let him go. Heartbreaking. Because
yeah.
I know the way he was on your show and how proud he was and how he put Hurts in. And so how can you not like a guy who did that?
So, Jim, when you're at the game Sunday, you will give him a big ovation for what he did for us?
And anybody I see booing, anybody, I'm going to have to visit exactly what and talk to them about what they're thinking. Now, I will not. I've only hit one person the whole time. In 25 years, I've only hit one person, and that was because someone in Green Bay, wearing a Green Bay jersey, was saying horrible things about McNabb, and my father said, somebody's going to hit that guy, and I clocked him. And I was 62. Now, that's a little old to do that, but I will clock anybody who doesn't give him a standing up.
Wow, Jim, you really are an Eagles fan.
Put my dad's cap on, unfortunately, when he passed away, because of how much he loved the Birds. He never got to see the win or me throw.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.